Here's today's edition of Health in a Heartbeat. Fast food burgers, sugary breakfast cereals, bologna sandwiches, those meals might be tasty for kids and appealing to parents for their convenience. Now those and other so-called ultra-processed foods make up an ever-increasing share of the calories consumed by young children and teenagers. That's the upshot of a long-term study by Tufts University researchers who tracked the eating habits of more than 33,000 children and adolescents for nearly 20 years. Ultra-processed foods are typically laden with sugar and salt and contain less fiber than minimally processed foods. The researchers found that, as a percentage of all food consumed by children, ultra-processed foods account for 67% of those calories, up from 61% when the study began. Among the ultra-processed foods that were trending with the study's participants, pre-made burgers, frozen pizza, ready-to-eat meals, and takeout food. The researchers also identified racial and ethnic disparities in the ultra-processed food trends. The consumption of those foods increased nearly twice as much for non-Hispanic blacks as it did among non-Hispanic whites. For Mexican Americans, consumption increased about 50% more than non-Hispanic whites. What the scientists did not find were disparities in ultra-processed food consumption based on family income and parental education. That, they said, shows the pervasiveness of those foods in children's diets. Still, the news isn't all troubling. Kids are drinking far fewer sweetened beverages. Sugary drinks accounted for 5.3% of all calories consumed, less than half of what it was at the start of the study. So parents, beware. Meals that are easy for you might not be so good for your kids. This edition of Health in a Heartbeat is brought to you by University of Florida Health and by WUFTFM. For more information or to subscribe to our weekly e-newsletter, please visit our website, heartbeatradio.org.